We are here at the 2018 Co-op Financial Services Think Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, with CU Lytics' very own Naveen Jain. How are you, Naveen?
I'm doing wonderful, Mike. It is nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too. We're kind of running in the same circles here.
Yes, looks like that.
Hey, you just told me that you spoke here today or during the conference. What did you talk about?
So I actually had a keynote on Tuesday, and the keynote was about the evolution versus revolution, especially in the digital transformation and the data analytics space. And what should be the approach that credit unions should be taking as they get on this journey around digital transformation and data analytics?
What is that position?
And I think one thing is that, as I was talking to you, Mike, that this has been a fantastic conference.
Oh,
I have not seen a conference with so many star keynote speakers. One thing which I have been thinking about is that the pace at which the things are changing, the whole data analytics, transformation, AI and machine learning and all those things, looks like we are trying to build something on a carpet where it is getting pulled under our feet.
Interesting, I haven't heard that before. Why is that happening, do you think?
Yeah, things are like
too fast? Things are going too fast, or
things are moving very, very fast, and the pace at which, for example, just the other day there was a keynote about the presenter showed how Google AI is now so close to meeting or beating the Turing test that they have done.
Really?
Yeah. So where a Google robot is actually talking to a real person to make an appointment for a haircut. So those type of things are happening in that area, and here
I need that, actually.
Yeah, and
not only a haircut, but a virtual assistant.
Yes, virtual assistant, a robotic virtual assistant, right? And here we are still struggling with some of the mundane things about managing the data, governing the data, and all those things. So which basically means that one thing I realize is that the only organizations that will survive in this space, who are there? It is almost like, you know, how we talk about in the stock market that you can only benefit if you are there, but if you keep on sitting on the sideline and not be where the action is happening,
right,
then you will just miss the entire wave. So that is a similar situation over here, that we cannot basically miss this wave. We will make mistakes. We will be going down some incorrect paths, or we will be correcting ourselves and things like that. But we have to be there. We cannot afford to sit on the sideline. We have to do something, and we have to be taking some action.
I have a question for you, Naveen.
Sure.
How do you motivate a credit union to do that? Because times are good right now. Lending's really off the hook. Membership growth is at an all-time high.
Yes.
A lot of credit unions, hey, you know what? Things are good. Why should I venture down this road? Well, I mean, you know, we're doing all right right now.
You're
why
right. And I think
do anything different?
In some of the keynotes,
devil's advocate here.
Yes, of course. And in actually some of the keynotes, those were some of the things which were coming up. That with the driverless cars, with the drones coming in, will all these pockets that we see today of auto loans and business and all those things.
Drone loans now. Yeah.
Yes. All those things may go away very, very quickly. And they will go away at a pace which we are not able to imagine today. So this is a time for us to prepare for the future rather than be comfortable and wait for the things to come, because another big wave or tsunami will come and it will just wipe all of us out.
Yeah. There's a lot of that out there nipping at our heels for
sure. Yes. So coming back to your question that why we should make that change, I think it is a realization that the change is coming, and the change is coming very, very fast, and we have to be prepared. And that notion or feeling or that that thing should come from the executives in the organizations, from the credit union and the industry, to know that things are happening and it is going to definitely impact them whether they like it or not. The change is coming.
I've heard show them the data, and that's the kind of the proof in the pudding, so to speak, is like that's the convincing mechanism to get somebody to act. is.
I think in certain ways you're right.
Okay.
But I think by the time we start showing the data, the things may be a little too late.
Too late?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because with the way the change is coming, the way the driverless cars are coming, few years back nobody could have imagined it.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And now we are seeing Uber and Google and all having those cars on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those changes are coming so fast, and if we just keep on waiting for somebody to come and convince me that the change is coming, mm-hmm. we will be little.
Well, it's what Uber did to the taxi industry, you know?
Yes,
they just.
Yes.
And iTunes, what iTunes did to the music industry.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, so much to talk about, Naveen.
Yes.
Anything else you want to talk about? Anything happening at Sealytics that we want to know about?
Sure. So I think one exciting thing that is happening at Sealytics is that we just announced the advisory services for the credit unions to get started on the data analytics practice. So one of the things that we have been seeing is a lot of credit unions sitting on the fringe, not knowing how to get started. There have been very interesting conversations that I have had over here, mm-hmm. where some of the leaders have been saying, should we first catalog our data? Should we first hire a data scientist? What should we do?
Mm-hmm.
So we have put together a package to help assess the current situation at the credit unions, look at the strengths and look at the strategic objectives, mm-hmm. and put together a roadmap that is achievable, and that is something that they can use to start on their journey. This is very different than a typical consulting engagement, because Sealytics is a vendor agnostic,
yeah.
and we see this thing as like a part-time chief data officer or a VP of data analytics, mm-hmm. who is there working shoulder to shoulder with credit unions executives. And as far as the implementation part of this roadmap comes in, that is where they can work with other consulting companies.
Mm-hmm.
Those consulting companies, either they can find it themselves, or they can work with their in-house resources, or they can go to Sealytics Solutions Gallery to find who are those consulting companies to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the consulting practice, but this is the advisory practice. So this is more of an executive strategic advisory, mm-hmm. to help the credit unions get started on their journey.
Gotcha. That's a good message to end on. Naveen, thank you so much for
thank
stopping
you
by.
So much.
Very nice impromptu interview. So good job, man. Keep up the good work.
No, thank you so much. And it is always a fun to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
Yes.
I learn a lot from you, Naveen.
Yes.